Now the heat. One's not allowed to heat the other. Yeah.
Which one is it?
Shinbei's. Funny way the Rambam puts it, right? It doesn't say it's like in the it's in the third person. It's an isser to me listen to ze as ze. It's funny kind of isser. Funny way to phrase the isser.
As opposed to.
You are not allowed to hate somebody.
Listen to as Javier or something.
Here, like this one, Shalom Levayesh. Well, same thing, Shalom Levayesh Ze and Ze. Mishno Ze and Ze. Lushon Sifra, Shaloa Marti, Sinati Blades. So the only issue is you keep it in your mind. So when Giva Loa Sisina, Vyoda Ze, Kirisono, you know, overall love Ze. So if you tell the guy, I hate you, you're not over this love. What you should do if you hate a guy, you tell him.
It's a different level, right?
That's the only problem. Oh, well, over who all those sikom losito.
What
you
tell him
that you're done? You're done. You're done. So you're stuck.
Yeah.
So if you hate a guy, you're stuck. How's it possible?
It's all the funny little sikom losito, like.
And why is it?
What do
you repress it? It comes out.
So the answer is the issur is to believe that it's okay to hate a guy in your heart as long as you don't express it. That's the issur, to embrace that attitude. But if you hate the guy and you're working on it, it's not an issur. The mitzvah is. Is a limud of mida that it's against the idea that as long as you keep your feelings hidden, you're fine. Everything is fine. And even if you don't act on it, that still is an issa. That's the idea of the issa. It's not that if you hate the guy, you have to tell him. It's that you shouldn't feel that no harm is done as long as I keep my feelings to myself. So that's like the Rambam says in the Sefer Chinuchim. He said to be mechazek the hatred is the issur. And he'd say, I can do this. This is okay. It's okay to keep my hatred in. That's the issur. Then the Rambam says, over gam al asay vu amru hakol yachol kamocha. Avol stinas aleiv avol nchomor min hakol. Because that is a thing, to have that idea that has no check on it. It's an avon that has no check on it. To believe that you can just keep your feelings, your private feelings of hatred, to endorse that feeling, that's the worst chait, because it has no check on it. And all the other ones have an automatic check. If you tell the guy, you take revenge on him, that has no automatic limit. It's gonna come into some other reality. But to retreat into the sanctity of your mind and feel that all my private thoughts are my own, that's a tremendous element.
He says you have to work on the sinna?
He doesn't tell you what to do. He just says if you hate the guy in your heart, you're over one isser. And if you tell him, you're over two isurim. And either way, you're over one asay. But the sin of the heart is the worst, he says. So he's not advocating trading up from sin as a lev to lo sikom lo sito.
Single or one?
Well, one of them, okay. But, I don't know.
It's a funny.
Depends on what you do, right?
Those Yisroel are funny anyway.
Is Losito Molosito?
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. He has to say Losito Molosito.
So, but what if the guy is really, like, really, and this is a serious question, what if the guy really is a jerk and doesn't apologize or anything? Should you not hate him? How do you get him?
Well, if he's in Russia, it's a mitzvah to hate him. But, I mean, you know, you have to decide if he's in Russia.
There's probably objective picture on the inside.
I hate it. Peter Russell.
Find a Russian.
I only hate Russian. Gilly Milsa. That's how we know people are Russian.
The question is, why you hate him?
You hate him because you hate yourself.
Can't you hate him for superficial reasons if he's a Russian?
You
can you hate him for superficial reasons if he's a Russia?
Yes.
Well, there are people who have been told.
Yeah.
I'm sure very few people are
objectively attached to justice to the point where hatred stems from.
It could
they
be.
Cannot
and
they
can't tolerate evil.
Such can exist.
Like,
in
Levy's like that.
Because he got away with it.
Right.
Not because he's a murderer.
I hate people that wear glasses.
Right.
But
how
only
Rashaim
will wear glasses.
For me?
Unless
you're a candidate. Is that a candidate?
I want to coach a ginger snap.
Yeah. It's a real live example. What is it? It's real.
Matt.
Touch that.
Novella.
Yeah, I see. When you say that, it's an avon to harbor the hatred and like feel like. Well, can you just elaborate on what the.
Well, I'm saying he's saying that. No, he's saying you're stuck, right? If you hate the guy in your heart, you're over. And then the funny thing is, though, but if you tell him, why is that hatred in the heart removed? Why is the issue of hating the guy in your heart removed? Just because you tell him.
Right.
You still hate him in your heart.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. The issue of losisnes achicha b'lovecha is that philosophy, that idea, that it's okay as long as it's never expressed. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain idea that whatever I think privately is off is to myself, is on my own. And as long as I never reveal that I hate somebody, there's no imperfection.
Uh-huh.
That philosophy is the issa. So as long as I tell the guy, as long as he knows,
that would be breaking you
that would be
that,
breaking
right,
that philosophy.
Right.
So I'm not over that issa.
Right.
Doesn't mean I just raise myself up in perfection.
Right.
But I can't be involved in that philosophy anymore.
So, if you tell it, so
you got to work on it.
How do you work on it?
Yeah. Read the Rambam Hilchos Deos.
I'm thinking.
That's
thing
working.
And apply it. And apply it.
Then you got then you have bigger problems.
All right.
Not
that. Could be that problems.
Asking that.
Meaning, like, you don't just, like,
Excuse me.
You don't just tell yourself, like, oh, hate is bad, like what
is all the wrong.
You know, think about why you hate the guy.
Try rolling in the snow. Maybe you get a snowstorm tonight. You get to do some purgatory. Maybe. Purge it out. Yeah, they used to do that. Certain things,
really?
Certain Yisurim, yeah. Certain things, like, isn't it in the Sefer Chassidus? I think for Baal Keri, for Sheikh Vazar Latala, they would roll in the snow or something?
Oh.
No?
Polar bear. What does that accomplish, though? Other than rolling in the snow?
It has to do with kapara. It's a yisurin. Yisurin.
So inflicted
yisurin. Hurts just the same.
It's like a knife to cut yourself.
Is there any reason why the Rambam says that if you tell him particularly, because seemingly if you tell him, as long as you tell anybody, right, that would remove you from the yisurin.
What's
the Torah's idea of why that philosophy is incorrect?
Well, it's the whole idea against perfection, right? Against internal perfection.
Right.
That if you have this horrible imperfection, and you keep it inside, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, what exactly is that philosophy? What is
that? There are midos. There are midos.
Right.
So there's
actions
bad
are the only...
Hate a guy.
Right.
That philosophy is just like a practical thing, that right? It could have any imperfection as long as it's in
practice. Yeah. It's a corruption of exactly what the philosophy is, I have to think about, but it's a corruption of MS. It's more like a, politically, you work something, you got a breakthrough over there? Okay. So.
No good if you put on like a whole winter gear.
I think it's supposed to
be. Do they describe exactly
how many inches? Anyone who's planning on doing this, you gotta call me first. I gotta see this.
I don't know if it's safe, but I know there is a thing. Like that. You see the shard, you say?
I think
something like that?
I remember reading that somewhere also.
So then you start a paragraph of dance? Is that what it is? Cassettes? How much do I need to read before? I think it's a good question.
Pattern of sinner?
My question, but I think it's a good question.
But if you hate somebody...
Practically, how do you deal with it? Yeah.
How do you deal with it?
Yeah. We can't do anything.
Stop hating people.
Right? No, it's bad. How do you deal with it?
You have to analyze. What is it that bothers you about the guy? You have to analyze. You have to think about what is it that really bothers me about this guy? Or girl? You have to think about it. You react. Your emotions react. But you have to think into it. Is it valid? Is it justified? Does it have anything to do with him? Or is it just something that he reminds me of? Some insecurity that he brings out.
Once you realize that, will that...
Probably won't be good friends, but...
will that make it, like, stop you from feeling that way in the future? Just, like, when it happens, you'll know, so you'll be able to put it in perspective.
When it happens, you'll know. As long as you... I mean, you have to be a self-observer. And I'm not saying it resolves all problems, but... If you are a self-observer, then you don't let the stimulus just take over. I mean, you don't just react. It's important to put into perspective. Now, as the emotions from youth, you're trained that certain feelings are associated with certain realities, And if you feel angry, then something bad did happen. If you feel sad, something sad did happen. There's a certain seduced into that feeling that your emotions do gauge realities. But if you can observe more objectively yourself and see how you are reacting, you should try to observe. Are my reactions really in line with the situations, with the reality of the situation? I mean, you know, it's very easy in other people to see, oh, that guy's overreacting. You know what I mean? But from youth, from maybe the womb, I don't even know, from the cradle for sure, we reinforce a feeling that the emotional reaction is some gauge of reality, and therefore, if you leave it unchecked that a guy ticks you off, you will form a real opinion in your mind that he's a bad guy, just because something about him bothers you. Reinforces that every time that happens, it reinforces that idea. But if you don't let that happen, you watch yourself say, hey, yeah, it's funny. Why am I feeling angry at this guy? He didn't really do anything to me. Then you break that. You break that bond. You break that that association. And you give yourself the opportunity. You might not really be able to work it out. But at least you're not reinforcing this emotional attitude.
How does that work if the guy really did do something? Like, let's say he's not just around my life. Let's say the guy really, like, there's two things. How does what work?
Why do you get angry?
How does the process of working it out? Like, yeah, saying, but there's two things there, right? Even in that case.
Sometimes you'll conclude I'm right. No, I'm saying sometimes you'll conclude I should hate this guy. But I'm saying you have to observe.
I mean, even in a situation like that, if somebody did something wrong to you, there's still value in saying, okay, he did something wrong to me. It doesn't mean I should harbor these feelings of hate.
Yeah, but hatred to a bad guy is an appropriate reaction.
Right.
Or even if somebody doesn't have something that he was doing it to you, though.
Well, I'm saying there's an infinite range of possibilities of where the guy falls out on the scale of good to bad.
But hating somebody because he personally did something bad to you.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why you have to be the observer.
Right.
To be an observer means you take it out of the you. Right? That's what I mean to say. You try to take it out of the you. You try to observe yourself as a third party.
Doesn't the Romans say that even in a situation, though, where someone really, like, wrongs you, that you shouldn't, like, harbor, like, a personal hatred? Like, you should just act like you're obsessed and it doesn't happen again. Like,
but these are high levels of perfection. Okay. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but are you saying that there's not necessarily anything wrong with you? That, like, hating someone,
saying that's not a corrupt, I wouldn't say that that's a bad me, though. Look, gaiva is supposed to be a tremendous anav. So if you feel a little bit happy about something tremendous that you did, you saved someone's life and you feel a little good about it, should you go and roll in the snow?
John?
No, but that's you shouldn't confuse these things, because then you lump everything together and it becomes a big mishmash. The difference between a feeling that is completely out of reality with reality, it doesn't even match up to the reality. And then there's another thing that should reality change how you feel at all? That's a much, much higher level. Even the VM, nobody escaped that. Even Moshe got angry. I mean, nobody escapes that completely. But you shouldn't say, therefore, you shouldn't try to treat both problems with the same solution. Because they're different causes. Yeah.
When you said...
Okay,
go ahead.
Fine. Like, when you say that...
No fighting now.
All right.
Yeah,
but you're supposed to hate a Russia. It's like it's relative to what he, like his actions, right? It's not like just like there's a certain point where a person is a Russia. Is it like if he does a certain action that to you or whatever that out, as an observer you say this is a bad action, you could hate him relatively.
That's a very hard idea. I mean, that's very hard to measure exactly. If it's a guy's like Shimon Levy says, Yaakov didn't hate them, hated their anger. And it's very hard. You got to be able to judge. What is it? Is it a guy's little? Is it a small foible? I mean, everybody has those. So you don't consider yourself a Russia because you have a small character flaw, right? So why should you consider him a Russia because he has a small character flaw? Oh, because it's bothering you. Then you're not being objective anymore, like Moshe's saying. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean.
So it's not legitimate to hate the guy. It's maybe legitimate to avoid him in certain circumstances. I know he's a cheap guy, and I know whenever we go out to dinner together, he always pays a little less than he's supposed to. So don't go out to dinner with him. But if it doesn't mean he's a Russia.
Oh,
okay, you know what I'm
no, well, I wasn't saying like they could label him as a Russia because of his action, but you say like those actions that he does, like you could hate those actions. I mean.
That's right. That's like that's what I'm saying. The sinner is arura, but not them.
But isn't a person his actions to an extent? I mean, we kill a guy who murders somebody. We don't just hate the fact that he murders somebody. There's a syrup between the guy's maisa and the guy.
We could love him and we kill him. Whoa. What do you mean? That's a different thing. We kill a person. We kill a person because of his actions. Doesn't mean we love him or hate him because of his actions.
But I'm saying, when he says that
very different things.
Well, I know, but I'm saying when we say that we hate the guy's behavior or whatever, what does that really mean? I mean, a guy behavior is simply the result of who.
Usually
this guy
means
is,
somebody's doing something that annoys you. That's usually what my experience is. What it means. Yeah.
No, but that's not
usually
true.
It's like, look,
do the same behavior,
I mean,
for a thousand different unconscious reasons.
No, I know.
So you don't know. You can't look at behavior and then infer what the guy
He's asking me when is the guy of Russia based on his behavior. That's very hard to know. It's hard to know when the guy's a Russia based on his behavior. But no, I mean, like most people, their opinion of whether a person is let's say nice or not nice is completely determined by how they are treated by that person.
Right.
Hitler's children thought he was a very nice guy, and people are always astounded that these evil people have nice family life. You know, they're kind to their children. Oh, he can't really be that bad if he's kind to his children. Yeah. But
the Nazi rallies, every time they're on TV, it's like, oh, well, the neighbor's like, he can't be a murderer.
Right,
he's such a nice guy.
Right, exactly. Such a nice guy.
How can nice people?
But that's a separate thing. If a guy is really a Russia, so it's a mitzvah to hate him, and it's a mitzvah to be mavazim. It's a mitzvah to talk about his evil deeds. And the Rambam says it's a shmona brachim.
Regardless of why you yourself are doing it, or
because well,
most
of course,
oftentimes,
I mean,
yeah.
No, I mean the reason why it's a mitzvah is to discourage people
right.
from that type
right.
of behavior.
But what that's if not what people like doing. Though.
No,
right? Because it gives the emotions an outlet for all these imperfections.
Who's not
fit to
preach them?
There's no free, there's no free zone.
Yeah.
You always have to be a self-observer. That's the main thing. Yeah.
So you mentioned that it's reinforced from an early stage that the emotions are true perceivers of reality.
Right.
What early on?
Because that's the only perception. Those are the perceptions you have. Those are the only perceptions you have. You don't really have a higher level of analytical knowledge to perceive things. And you got through to this point, so it must have been working. That's like Aristotle says, that's why pleasure, he says, is the hardest thing to break away from, because it has a much greater head start on intelligence. As a giant head start. But that's like, there is an idea like that the repetition, that's like the Rambam said. I mean, there's such a thing as the repetition of the thing. I'm not talking about psychological illness. It's talking about in the normal person. In the normal person, it does make a difference.
It works both ways, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like Plato, like Socrates says, he said, I always think of this mushroom, it's a very powerful mushroom. He says, every time a person engages in a physical pleasure, he says, it's like a nail is being driven through his soul, weighing it down to the earth, to the physical, being soldered, creating a bond. Every expression of the idea that the physical is the good does push the soul towards that.
But that seems to be inherent in man. Man can never break away from food, right?
That's why you have to engage in it if you're engaging in it for the pleasure. If it's an expression of the idea that the physical is the good, then it's creating that bond. It's creating that idea. It's reinforcing that idea. And that's the main question that the soul has to decide on. But he holds it's not an all or nothing. It's not an all or nothing.
Okay.
He can be conflicted. Yeah, and you don't want to have a heavy soul. You don't want a heavy soul. You'll wander the earth. Okay. So, yeah, did you get to the next?